This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Again, folks, hour number two. And don't forget the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock program. And I think coming up this week is going to be old Joe Church, who calls into this program as his guest. And then following week, I think, is Frank from North Carolina. I heard from Joe, and he told me about it this past week. So looks like a great lineup of other guests as well on AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. Now, let me bring up Art from Philly. Hello, Art. How are you?
Good, Rick. Great show, and glad to be back.
Thank you. Were you listening to any of my monologue on the issue of gun confiscation and gun control?
Yes, and I have to agree with you. Patrick Henry is my favorite hero, too.
Now, it's interesting that when you do so much research on the Cosa Nostra, don't you find, like, a common thread? And I know you do, but just I'll have you say it yourself. Let's find a common thread from that mob, having to do with gun control. I don't think there has been a single one of them that I'm aware of in that lineage of people from Arlen's Factor to others from your area and other areas, Alan Cranston, the late Alan Cranston in California, a number of others, Joshua Eelberg and so forth from Pennsylvania many years ago, which have not supported some form of gun control. And who are they today in Congress? The Feinsteins and, the Levins and so forth. It looks as if they're almost of one mind again, doesn't it?
Right. They want to take the guns away to prepare us for mass genocide. I mean, that's exactly what I see going on there. And other part of the mass genocide is they've been controlling the immigration policies for decades. And they want to basically flood this country to dilute the existing population so they have less political resistance to their agendas. Everything from becoming multi-billionaires and putting American small business down the rat hole to, corrupting Congress to getting us involved with wars in the Middle East and putting this country at risk for a nuclear war.
Mm-hmm. Right. I find it most interesting, too, that right now, as this slaughter, I'll get to it in the last part of this hour, but this slaughter taking place in Gaza, what's one here or one there, killing children, 15-year-old children, is sport with the Israeli government. It's sport. And one general, I'm told one Israeli general has actually come out and admitted, we target children. He said the Israeli military has continually targeted children for shooting to death. Now, that's quite an admission. Now, does that surprise me? No. Does that surprise you? I don't think so, Art.
No. Let's look at what they're doing here. Look what they're doing in the schools to target our children, okay? Look at all the programs they got. No Place for Hate, No Child Left Behind, Common Core, mob-controlled charter schools. So they're also controlling our kids. I mean, you talk to kids, in the high schools, many of them, not all of them, they're basically being brainwashed by these teachers that actually should be taken out of school because of their treason to this country, pushing a communist agenda on our students rather than teaching them about the real American system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing
What do you think also, let me just ask you, what do you think about these emboldened groups of teachers from the East to West Coast that are demanding these dramatic increases in pay because they say they are so poorly paid. How do you feel about that issue?
Well, the real problem on the West Coast is, of course, the housing out there has just basically gone up through the roof, okay? And again, why is it going up through the roof? Because of an out-of-control immigration policy. So these teachers are basically, you know, can't afford to pay the rent. You know, after they pay the rent, there's no place, nothing left.
Well, okay? Does that apply only to teachers? No, it applies to
No.
Yeah, so here they are emboldening themselves. And, you know, the funny thing is that if you don't like the job, you don't go into the profession or you move somewhere else. You can move to Massachusetts or here in Rhode Island where they're very highly paid, and you can suck up to the union bosses and do what they want. But you don't have to stay here. You don't have to demand that the taxpayers who can't afford to live to begin with fork over more. And the benefits they get, too. You don't get them in the private sector any longer. Who's kidding? Right. The media have jumped on that crusade now.
Right. I mean, I have a radical idea. Why don't we go back to charging tuition for school?
Right.
I mean, firsthand, it's like, sure. Hey, why do we put it all on the property tax? You know, people on property pay taxes. Why is it not equally distributed through the business community and distributed through the people going to the school there, and maybe a local tax, make it a four-way split. We put the entire cost of, you know, K through 12 on the property tax owners. And now you've got companies like K12.com, which is nothing but the convicted felon Michael Milliken running that show along with KinderCare. And now let's privatize it. And you have Betty DeVos, Miss Amway there, pushes and say, hey, we're going to privatize schools. Well, that's nice. If you're going to privatize schools, you should not be doing it with taxpayer money because there's a lack of accountability there.
Sure.
So that's
right. Well, the educational system across this country, the NEA, the AFT, these other unions have enriched themselves over the years. And this was beginning really with the Shemp case in Pennsylvania, Supreme Court decision banning prayer and Bible reading. Then forced the teacher union supported that ban. Albert Shanker of the AFT and others in the NEA movement here in my backyard, they never complained about it and said, let's restore prayer and Bible reading. And now they're reaping the consequences that, quite frankly, they get what they deserve. But does that stop their arrogance in demanding total power? No. They live on a perched ivory tower, and to hell with the rest of you, they say. That's what they say.
Right. These are basically, you know, mafia, communists, banksters that are in our communities. And I got a lot of insight into the Bill Crosby issue from a political standpoint.
Yes.
You guys have time to talk about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bill Crosby, you know, basically they convicted him. But, you know, the real issue is the guy who prosecuted him, Kevin Steele, who's the district attorney for Montgomery County, says, if I get elected as DA, my political campaign is to basically go after Bill Crosby. Well, that's nice. What about the other issues that we're talking about there? For instance, what are you doing since your predecessor, Risa Vertman, who was another DA who promoted him in Montgomery County, who was tied in with Abington? Her husband basically is tied in with the Bolshevik agenda in Israel. And I actually talked to her and told her all the information about organized crime. She didn't do anything, okay? Mm-hmm. And neither is Kevin Steele. But the biggest thing to do is go after Bill Crosby, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't find the Anti-Defamation League. You can't find organized crime in Abington, even though you live there, Ms. Vertran?
Yeah.
And Kevin Steele? You know, come on. You know, and then you're basically supporting Israel? Give me a break. Okay, I'll go into some detail on that, but basically, let's start there. F. Lee Bailey basically says he started his career in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and he says it's the most corrupt court he's ever seen in his entire career as a lawyer. All right?
Yeah.
Now, who handled the case for Bill Crosby? Stephen O'Neill, the lawyer. And the first trial came up at a mistrial. He then liberalized, the activities for the defense. I mean, for the prosecution, not the defense, making it much easier for them to prosecute Crosby in the second trial. Now, I've actually run into Stephen O'Neill when I went to family court.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-spouse had me up on false charges for protection from abuse laws, the Violence Against Women Act. And he basically, after all said there, says, I believe you're innocent. I'm going to convict you anyhow. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the guy, you know, the judge, who's managing this case for Bill Crosby. And, you know, who's the one going after him? Basically, the woman who was the key point in getting him prosecuted, first of all, got a $3.4 million settlement in the past, and she's also a lesbian. So there's a, how would you say, a Bolshevik agenda to go after Bill Crosby.
I think so. I could not imagine that verdict coming in, and I know it's on appeal, but I just find it incredulous. Incredulous.
Right.
For three women, you know, among a whole bunch of others that were coming forth. I do find it interesting, though, that maybe Tom Brokaw is getting his comeuppance now at NBC with charges against him for sexual abuse and harassment, which, of course, would be a new book for Tom. It would be The Smuttiest Generation. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Right. Well, all right, let's see. So the other thing is Bill Crosby used to be one of the board directors for Temple University, and because of this scandal, he was removed. Okay? Yet, somehow, you have Lugovicher on campus there, Shabbat, okay, tied in with Sheldon Adelson and the Vegas Mafia. He's there. You got Brandeis on the university. It isn't just Temple University. It's many of them throughout the country. Looking for anybody who says anything anti-Semitic or against the Jewish organizations, and providing legal prosecution of these people. You got B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League, that basically now has their own campus building at the university, at Temple University. Okay, you have Richard Fox, the member of, you know, basically one of the Philadelphia founders of the Republican Jewish Coalition. The other guy, co-founder of the Republican Jewish Coalition chapter, is Stephen Friedman, as identified in the illegal funding of the Likud. And Netanyahu's buddy, okay? Mm-hmm. And that goes right back to Max Fisher, who set up the Republican Jewish Coalition, the Purple Gang, Murder Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so you can see they can't find anything wrong with these clowns here who are overrunning a university with organized crime. Uh-huh. I understand, you know, yeah, there's an issue with Crosby if he's been doing it, but where is their prosecution and where is their, you know, outrage about organized crime taking over a university?
Of course not. They're not going to touch that. It's a hot potato. And that's why they're directed by certain people, as you point out, the attorneys general, who have a political agenda against Crosby and some of the others that have come forth as well. It all depends, you know. And, you know, it's funny because most of these women are supposed to be black, but not all of them. And some forth had not come forth, actually. And I don't hear the cry in the media about racial victimization with regard to Crosby. I just don't hear it. Do you?
No, I do not. Okay.
And I think, you know, and he's somebody who, you know, I followed him for a while. I never cared for his style of comedy or any of his shows that he did going back to 67 on NBC. But I will say that he apparently was singled out by the Russian mob many years ago because his son actually was murdered, if you recall. And the culprits were the Organizitsiya, the Russian mob, which would be La Cosa Nostra. That would be directly tied to them. And Edgar Steele found out about them himself, you see, the attorney that we've interviewed and that died in prison.
Yes.
It surprised me. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And just to point out, you know, it's these Abington Cosa Nostra boys that are basically controlling, you know, influencing our politics all the way up to the presidential level, election after election. For instance, when the Obama administration was, when he was running for president, it was Josh Shapiro, who's now the Attorney General for the state of Pennsylvania, who fully supported Obama. Now, Josh Shapiro fully supports the Anti-Defamation League and the hate laws. Okay. Now, what is the guy who is basically supporting the Cosa Nostra Anti-Defamation League hate laws doing as the Attorney General for the state of Pennsylvania? All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, you know, that's where it goes. Now, he's from Abington. All right, look at Rod Rosenstein, you know, Rosenstein.
Rosenstein.
He's another guy from Abington. Yeah, you know, working with Mueller. All right?
Yep.
Stephen Schwartzman, okay, who basically is, you know, offering to put $25 million into a school. Mm-hmm. The Abington High School, and he's given the money to Amy Sickle behind the doors, and Amy Sickle does nothing but support these Anti-Defamation League hate laws in the schools. You want to stop bullying, you don't bring in the mafia to say that's our solution to fix bullying in our local schools. Okay, now, you know, I presented it right to these people. They know exactly what I'm talking about, but no, they can't do anything about that.
I know. You know, you mean you, it's on the record on noplaceforcorruption.com.
Right.
But no, you know, you're switching back and forth. But the one thing that is certain in all of this, whether it's the so-called Russiagate probe, whether it's the Trump dalliances probe and all kinds of other, you know, probes, one thing is for certain. The lawyers are the most fully employed in every single field. I have never seen so many lawsuits filed in the last 2 years, in the last year, really, in 3 months of this administration, as I have. And, you know, we've got Paul Manafort and his suit against Mueller dropped. And so, you know, we have all of these particularly cozy friends, Mr. Trump, going way back, not just to 2016, but these go back, some of them go back to the 1990s. When, you know, he was wheeling and dealing in the casino industry. So you could see there's a hidden agenda. To me, it's pretty obvious that you can see the handwriting on the wall that the people he has been beholden to, Donald Trump, and the people he's associated with, they want something in return. They represent him. They've been his attorneys for a long time. But when push comes to shove, they're not in it because they like Donald Trump. And I think it's all becoming apparent now that this administration was a put-up job. And they, all of these special forces, the Kenites, as I call them, they control the table, our table. And when they want to sink this table, they're going to bring it down. Rod Rosenstein is the worst. And as you know, he should never have been in that position. He should have been fired right from the beginning because he's messed up repeatedly. And the other advisors that he's had, Schwartzman, you've already named Cohen, of course, a classic example, like a Roy Cohen, you know, going back to the 50s, and he was a mob attorney as well. So, you know, you look at who the mob is and what they represent. Donald Trump comes out smelling. That swamp is getting pretty thick.
Right. And the sad thing is, I think, you know, Trump is what you call a good bad guy. You know, compared to Hillary, he's far slight better.
Right. He's made to look like the lesser of two evils. Doesn't make him good, but, you know, that's the choice we've always been given, you know?
Right.
Tweedledee, Tweedledum. So, you know, really that's the least important thing now is politics, presidential politics. Right. I think we need to connect the dots as to this mafia, the economic mafia. As I see it, the mafia is indeed controlling America. And they not only control America, but all across the world now, they have their fingers in the pie. The global stocks, the bond market, all of this is in their card game, and they can sink it when they choose to do so. That's something that no one has talked about that I know of. Have you? Have you heard anybody really talk about that besides us?
No. No, I think I don't think they'll sink it by intention. I think it's more just like, you know, in the Capone era, where you had them control the city, that they caused such economic devastation that it just basically snowballed and caved in on itself. And I think the same thing's happening to us at a national level, that they're not intentionally trying to sink it. They're just trying to basically, you know, get as much as they can out of the system and, you know, keep it open by, you know, a shoestring and hope that things don't cave in. Well, eventually they get so greedy that they cave in the whole system. And that's what I see will happen there. They're not planning it. I think it's just a consequence of what they're doing, that they're just beating it away piece by piece to the point that they won't hold up anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's very interesting, what you've said so far. and we have to take this break. We're going to take some calls from people who are anxious to speak to us. So, folks, hold your horses and listen to our sponsors, because they certainly need, and we need, your help. We'll be right back with our.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we are back. We're going to go to the phones now and take some calls from our listeners, 1-800-313-9443. And first up, we've been waiting a while, is Chris in Las Vegas. Greetings to you, Chris. Come on up.
Well, good afternoon, Art and Rick.
Yes, sir.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to go back to that you touched on earlier, and you were mentioning about the fraud of the 4th of July. We used to have a host here on Fridays, I think, Jerry Kirk, who did a show called The Gathering Offering. And he used to teach cases about the fact that the 4th of July, in fact, the whole month of July, and the month of Augustus Caesar's month, Julius Caesar's month, were preposterosities that were fabricated by the Holy Roman Catholic Christos Synagogue of Satan to discombobulate the Creator's perfect time as put forth in the Book of Enoch, with the 10 months of the equal number of days to give us a time accounting here on this planet and set forth the solstices or sunstalls and the equinoxes, equal days or nights, with the four different appointed times so we'd know when it was and not be in a Lion has created confuse ion.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. You know, we've all been deceived to believe this falsity that there's 12 months when there's only 10, that these 2 months that were put forth, in fact, if one takes particular notice to the physiognomy, the facial structure of the character that we're misled and deceived to believe is the representation of Uncle Samael for the United Zion States of America, then we find that we have been led down a pathway to falsity and deceived to believe the untruths that are right there in front of our faces. But I really appreciate Art's perspective, and he's always just a wealth of knowledge. His knowing of what's going on with the cabal that controls Pennsylvania and the other groups that are operating around the world. In fact, we have the same influence here in Las Vegas of the Adelson Money, who, of course, was the funder who told Trump to hire Mueller as the position he's in. And so he's got his own people who sold him down the river and put his adversaries in there to tear him down under the guise of protecting him and leading him to the path to delivery. Although I'm not sure Trump didn't know these things and wasn't controlled from the very front. He sure looks like a Trump chump from my perspective.
Well, I think you could say he's a willing collaborator. We'll put it that way.
Hater and a better.
You know, when you get to that level of business and you do that kind of business with the mob, all of those years, you don't just happen to have a passing relationship with them. And they don't just happen to want you in the White House to do their bidding, their front bidding, you know, the goy bidding for their diabolical plan. It's pretty unnecessary to get a Lieberman in the White House, you know, and Gore and Lieberman were running. And people like that to run the White House when they've already run it, and they got a good shill, Mr. Trump. So he just follows orders, and he makes it pretty apparent that he's not a very good actor. He may have been a good producer of television program, but he's really not a good actor himself. It comes across,
I think you and Art will both agree that maybe Joe's name is more likely Liebar Man as opposed to Lieberman.
Yes,
if you look at Liebar. The spell.
Yeah,
I think right. Art would probably be able to lend some sunlight to this. I seem to recall reading that there was a fellow way back in the beginning of Trump's first going into cahoots with the mob when he first bailed him out of his bankruptcy of his father's inheritance. I think his name was Cohen also. So maybe there's a familial connection going back in that family that's longer than most people perceive.
Well, there are several Cohens. I mean, there's not just one Cohen in the phone book. And, you know, he surrounded himself with all of these powerful Jewish elites for all of his life in order to do what he's done business-wise, you know. So, I mean, it's typical. I mean, look at Giuliani, whatever his name. I call him Giuliani. You know, him and where he came from, the New York prosecutor. And then you go back and you look at the Bush Wars and the Bush Doctrines. There was another a puppet, a dopey puppet on a string, they call him. But all the neocons, all Hinnites, they all ran this administration. And now they're all returning, one by one. I'm surprised we haven't seen, what's his name there, Wolfowitz, and Richard Pearl, you know. I mean, really, it's just a matter of time for them to come out of retirement, don't you think?
Maybe it's Giuliani, so I'll let you guys go, and I'll talk to you. God bless you, Art. Rich,
thank
bye-bye.
You. All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll come back with more and more calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We'll go back to the phone, ladies and gentlemen. And just a reminder, those of you who'd like to participate in our deadly experiment online Chatango discussion room, our chat address, it's deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. All right, let's go back to our telephones, and 800-313-9443 is the number. We have, let's see, our next caller is, I believe, Mick from New Mexico. Hello. Come on up, Mick. Mick, are you there? Going once. Going twice. We'll have to put him aside and we'll go on to Jim in New Mexico. Hello, Jim. Are you there?
Jim? Mick, maybe. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Are you Mick or are you Jim?
I'm Jim.
Okay, all right, you're up now. Go ahead, Jim, address us.
Okay. I tell you what, it's been a horrendous first 10 minutes of the show, or actually between 5 and 15 after the hour. My friend over here was screaming at the radio. Art, I know you're probably a very intelligent person. I mean, I don't think you got where you are now without being so. But when you're discussing news and you're discussing things of importance, you know, court cases, returns, and things like that, one thing that I learned a long time ago, it's very important to get the person's name correct. It is not Bill Crosby. It is Bill Cosby, C-O-S, not C-R-O, okay?
Correct.
And I just thought I'd let you know that because that really hurts your reputation when you cannot.
I know. I knew somebody would pick up on it. Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
I certainly didn't want to hurt Art's feelings, but, you know, I think I'm glad you did it. Okay, it comes up from time to time. Now, what else did you want to say, Jim? Okay, that's all he wanted to say. That's fair enough. We take criticism. Mike in Illinois is next. Hello, Mike.
My question is for Art. He's an expert on Moses Annenberg, and the thing is simply this, as he well knows, in the teens in Chicago, there was all these newspaper wars, and Moses Annenberg was on the side of O'Banion, who he hired, you know, to knock over the different newsstands. Now, the thing is, it's never been specifically said, but I this is my question to Art. Was Moses Annenberg somehow in cahoots with Capone on the night when they, or the day when they went and they had the St. Valentine's Day massacre? Because later on, he brought him in to Atlantic City in May of 29 with the racing form. And that's my question to Art.
Yes. There's a article called AmericanMafia.com, Article 194, The Meat, and you will see that how the close relationship with Capone and Moses Annenberg.
So he completely shifted from the North Side mob to Capone, and all of that was engineered by Moses Annenberg.
Right, and he's also the one engineered, because of his corruption in the Philadelphia area, to put Capone into that Eastern State Penitentiary for the server year to
right,
the gun
for
truck.
The shooting. Right. For the, yeah, all trumped up, like you've always talked about. But, yeah, I'm glad you finally specifically said that he did. He switched sides, because he, my God, I mean, the thing is, O'Banion was just a young guy when they were doing all those newspaper war things, when he was fighting against Hearst, you know, all the things you brought out, which are absolutely correct. Yeah. And, yeah, okay, so he absolutely switched sides. He went to Capone. That was somehow engineered behind with Moses Annenberg, and then with the continuation with the down to the next two generations and all the trouble we have. Thanks,
correct.
Art. I
yeah.
appreciate this. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for your call. I'm glad you called in, Mike, and Art clarified that point. Good thing. We're going to take another call now from Georgia.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, and it's Jeff from Georgia up next. Hello, Jeff. You're on with us.
Gentlemen, it's good to talk to you, Art. And I would like, you know, I live in a post-Zionist world. I don't watch the 96% media. It's all run by a Jewish cartel. It came out of banking. I know this. I listen to you guys, and I studied my own news. But, guys, you know, I hear us talking about Bolshevism and who's running our government. We know who's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I have called, you know, for massive reform, and I would like others, you know, tell me, is it possible? I think there's three things we could do that would flip this country upside down, and it would take power away from this cartel and their Christian Zionist bed partners. The three things are cancel the debt. The debts went from $1 trillion in 1980 to $21 trillion today. It's fraudulent. Loans are given with money the banks don't have. It's fractional
right.
banking. If mm-hmm. it was done illegitimately, it can be, if done fraudulently, it can be canceled. Secondly, we have to have full employment in this country. If you're a teenager, you're 30, 40, doesn't matter. You're able to work. You should be working. We should have full employment, and we have to end the welfare system as we know it. Welfare should be, you know, reserved for those that are disabled or really down and out, maybe mentally ill. We could flip between welfare and canceling the debt. And thirdly, we could drive down the military spending in this country, probably on the order of maybe one-fifth where it is today. We could knock it down $500 billion. We could sit down with China, Russia, tell them we can coexist and get rid of these nuclear weapons, because, you know, the nuclear war will be a problem in the future when you have the Idi Amin's and that kind of thing running the world, and that'll come. Okay. The three things I said, canceling the debt, flipping welfare and creating full employment, which will dry up immigration, because there's probably 50 million people in this country that need to be employed. Okay, and thirdly, cutting $500 billion a year out of the budget of the military is almost $1.5 to $2 trillion a year that we could flip. It would be like it's night and now it's day. We would flip this country. You would reduce stress. You would help Christianity. You would bring. It would be a revolution. It'd be a nonviolent revolution, and we could do this. All we have to do is use our voices.
Okay, the voice is one thing. Art, do you have a response as how this would be implemented?
Yes, I do. What you described there would be a campaign platform for a third-party political party. What you can do is look at the issues in your local community, your local school board. You could probably get one of the people on your local school board who is unfit to be there out of office by merely working and taking out 10 votes from that one guy and putting somebody else in there. You can go to your local community and present some of the issues you have there. Identify who in your local community is supporting this communist Bolshevik takeover. Identify them and put up such a stink that they cannot survive politically in your local community. You could work together with merely 5,000 votes and take out a U.S. congressman. Okay? If you were to work on those areas, those are things you can do. Okay? And then once you succeed in multiple communities and then basically go to the county and the state level, then you can basically get the political party you're saying to do what you're trying to accomplish. But I would focus as one person on working and building up a team in your local community and build that political resistance locally first. That's how I would go about doing it, because that's what you can do. The things you were talking about are beyond your capability to do anything about. That's how I see it.
Well, I think that's pretty appropriate. Now, nobody is in power. You know, when you say we, who is we? The people really have no power over the Federal Reserve or the bankster gangsters. You know, eliminating them physically wouldn't necessarily solve the problem as well. That's why I think that this has to come down to the street level. In history, that has always been the case, Vicki, is that the people can vote themselves into tyranny, but they cannot vote themselves out. That's why I say it's going to come down to some pretty rough sledding on the street. It's not going to take a ballot position or influencing your senators, because they're all bought and paid for. The senators, the congressmen, really and truthfully follow orders. And if they don't, then they get kicked out. So I think, you know, wonderful ideas, but implementing them is another thing, you know? All right. Listen, I have to run. Thanks for your call. I think we have on the line now, let's see, who was it? Was it Mick? I believe it was Mick, rather. Was it Mick or was it somebody?
Yeah,
who was it? Okay, yeah, you're back. You dropped off, and now you're back.
Oh, right? I got dropped for some reason. I'm not sure. The phone system or what?
No. It was somebody else. I can't continue now because we had another caller. Sam, who was the caller that was coming back? He dropped off. He wasn't ready there. I think it was Mike. No, okay. Mick, you... All right. Okay, then go ahead. Have your piece.
Yeah, short memory, huh? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the thing.
Believe me, I'm getting senile. I am. Yeah, thank you.
How old are you?
Me?
No,
I'm
seriously.
Too old. I'm
You're about what, younger than I am or older than I am?
30 and under 90. Can we go with that? I'm 60.
Okay,
I'll
be 65
in July. 65 in July. Okay?
Anyway, oh, man, yeah, you're young. I'm 66, okay? But
I have
what
so
day?
Many things to think about, my friend, and that's why sometimes I forget, and I'm bamboozled by a number of screens here. But
you're
anyway,
forgiven.
All right. Put that aside. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Yeah, here's the, I was going to say something about Cosby, but somebody beat me to it. But hey. Now then, have any of you ever seen the video called DC Street Sorcery?
No, I haven't seen that one.
You need to see it. It's by, Pastor Peters.
Pastor Peters? Okay, Pete yeah. Peters?
Yeah, that's the one. Watch it. It'll tell you why we can't get rid of the roaches in D.C. and why we got all these other roaches.
Sure.
Alvin, what is Trump's real last name?
You know, I can't say. I honestly don't know if that is or is not his real name. It doesn't matter to me. It's who
he's
but
he's still a Jew.
Well, whatever he is, Jew or not, it doesn't matter because the... The best servants of the synagogue of Satan really are
actually
belong to you. Yeah, the lost sheep. Yeah, I agree. They
the
make
lost
the best
whatever. I mean, the lost trash can. Okay. Be the best way to say it.
Right.
See, I'm of the house of David, but now here's I'm going to throw a little clincher in something.
Yep.
Every time y'all use the word Zara, I mean Caesar. Read Genesis 38, where the name Caesar, Caesar, and whatnot comes from.
Okay.
It's all about all right. Zara and Perez. That's who Jesus belongs to. In other words, Jesus was a cousin to the Caesars in the story.
All right. So what is your final comment? What does that mean?
I just made the... That's it. Jesus Christ was a Caesar. But you might buy a different bloodline, but still House of David.
Yeah, the House of Judah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you for that comment. I'm glad you brought us up to date. Thank you for your call. You're quite welcome. All right, Mike? All right. Let's go on now to, let's see, we have other callers? I guess not. 800-313-9443. And Art, yeah, we do have more callers. Okay, we have, actually, we have Wanda or Wanna Move On. I guess it's Wanna Move On. That's quite a name. Come on up, Wanna. Yes, Wanna, are you there? Oh, you were asking me a question. That's funny. That's funny, Sam, because that sounds like a stage name. All right, Fred in Michigan is next. Hi, Fred. Come on up. Fred.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes.
It's Juana Fred from Michigan, man.
Juana Fred from Michigan. All right. Hana Juana Kana.
Yeah,
Johnny
man.
Carson.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah. The great Karnak, right?
Yes.
Okay, Art and Rick, on YouTube. Actually, Mike Herzog, a couple weeks ago, divulged some intel on what's called SES, Senior Executive Service, and CERCLE, S-E-R-C-O, CERCLE. And you can access YouTube presentations because you want to look at the deep state and all that morass. They've definitely pulled the veil off it. And the two guys, there's a guy by the name of McKibben, who's some high-tech geek guy from Columbus, Ohio, McKibben, and some other guy that used to be a Roman Catholic Jesuit, even worked for the NSA, and was a Trappist monk even, and he broke from all that. I guess it was two popes ago, reorganized the Jesuit military. And anyway, DOJ has 500-plus Talmudic Jew Esquire attorneys that can't be fired. That's why this guy Rosenstein, he won't be fired because he's one of those deep state SES, Senior Executive Service Circle, Talmudic Jew operatives.
Apparently.
And by the way, this guy Mueller, he gets $100 million smackaroonies to prosecute the one case. Okay, so everybody needs to, it's called, all you got to do in your microphone for YouTube, my librarian told me all this, is to say, aim for truth, FDS DOJ 500, and then they have just one called SES, America's SS. I guess that means Schustafel.
All right, but we have a break here, so we can continue in just a few moments and make it brief, but we will come back. Art is with me, Rick Adams, Uncensored on Republic. We'll come back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back now. I don't know, is Fred still with us? Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
We're going to sum up. Okay, can you make it in a minute or two? Because I want to get to my Jerusalem watch. So, go ahead.
So they have a website, AIM, A-I-M, that stands for American Intelligence Media, A-I-M in the digit 4, truth.org, aimfortruth.org. They also have a aimfortruth.org. Then they have a partner group that Americans for Innovation. And anyway, they're bringing a major big-time lawsuit, like a multi-trillion dollar lawsuit, because these guys are the ones who pioneered and developed, perfected the entire social networking software, and it was stolen by some nefarious process by CIA Incutel. So we got to jump on this, man, because these suckers, when I reflect on what Levi Semtov, the head Shabbat Lubberdicker rabbi of Washington, D.C., that they own U.S. government, federal to local. They got everybody's name all the way down. Well, here's the evidentiary proof that their operatives are 500-plus DOJ attorneys and 10,000 government operatives.
Brad, we have to break, but Art, you can look it up if you'd like to comment on that, on No Place for Corruption, if time permits, okay, Art? Thank you, Fred, for your call. Art, we're almost out of time. I just want to read to you some of the headlines from what I call the slime of Israel. The Times of Israel, quite a paper. It comes out every day online, several editions. Rights group Amnesty International calls for arms embargo on Israel over Gaza killings. That's a very interesting headline. Will it happen? No. Israeli army releases footage showing hundreds, in quotes, trying to breach the Gaza apartheid wall. Now, can you imagine? Hundreds trying to get to freedom. That would be a crime, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be a crime here? Here they are coming here when Mr. Trump has never built a wall yet. And they're coming here still, as well as the H-1B1 workers and so forth, and nobody's shooting anybody. How come?
Well,
think that, do it.
Because they control Congress and they control the Department of Justice. And Department of Justice, like was the former caller just identified, that was through Arlen Specter and now through Dianne Feinstein, that they've been controlling that since the Kennedy assassination. And they got all their cronies in there. That's why.
I agree. I agree fully. The evidence is overwhelming. And we're at the point where we're almost out of time. But I think the most important thing is let's focus on the evil fig tree that was planted in Jerusalem in the year of 1948. And then you'll understand why Korea is where it is now, and yet the whole Middle East is targeted by the Israelis and their little Cosa Nostra puppets in Washington. It never was about Korea and North Korea. It's about Iran, the Islamic Republic, and war with Russia. I said it last year, and now it's coming to pass. So let's be wary and watchful, and I think we'll be the better off for it, Art. So listen, Art, thank you for being with us the whole hour today. I appreciate your great work, and take care. We'll hopefully talk to you again next time. All righty?
You got it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Art, in Philly, and NoPlaceForCorruption.com. NoDisinfo.com, Dr. K, he'll be coming back too. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and thank you all. May Yahweh bless and delight.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.